Jurors saw additional video from the interview investigators conducted with former CMPD officer Randall Carrick after he fatally shot 24-year-old Jonathan Farrell 2 years ago. They also heard extensive testimony about Carrick's police training and the appropriate use of deadly force. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
During the voluntary interview Carrick gave CMPD investigators, he said he did not see anything in Farrell's hands when Farrell approached him and another officer, but described him as having an aggressive posture as he ran towards him. Carrick said he felt a jerk on his gun and that while backpedaling, he fired at Farrell. Carrick fired 12 times with 10 bullets hitting Farrell. He told investigators he did not feel he had time to reholster his gun and go hand to hand with Farrell and felt he needed to fire his weapon because
I felt like if I did not shoot at him, that he was acting like he was going to cause me harm. I felt like he would take my firearm away from me. He was close enough to do it.
Carrick and two other officers were dispatched to Reedy Creek Road after Sarah McCartney, a homeowner, called 911 reporting a burglary. Farrell knocked on McCartney's door shortly after 2 a.m. that night after being in a car accident nearby. Prosecutors say he was seeking help. In a dash cam video released last week, Farrell is seen walking up a sidewalk and then towards officers. In earlier testimony, CMPD officer Adam Neal, also on the scene, said Farrell started to run when taser dots aimed at him appeared on his shirt. Expert witness Captain Mike Capagna, who developed CMPD's taser program, says use of deadly force is only appropriate when someone is a deadly threat to an officer, uses a weapon to escape, or an officer has reason to believe if a person is not immediately arrested, they will cause serious bodily injury to someone else.
But we wouldn't be able to use deadly force simply because they are a felon and simply because they are running away.
Capagna did not say Carrick was wrong to use deadly force against Farrell, who ran in the direction of officers. Campagna's testimony continues today. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.